Genuity.
But above all, it takes a second dose of vaccine.
A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
Fabi and Mr. Blue present a last lap barbecue on Saturday, August 21st from noon to 9 p.m. at Mackenzie King Park, Côte-Saint Catherine and Westbury. Weather permitting, come out and enjoy. On the menu, barbecue pork and chicken, jerk pork and chicken roti, curry goat, saltfish, and lots of sides, including bakes and homemade juices. Wear your mask, social distancing required. That's Saturday, August 21st, noon to 9 p.m. at Mackenzie King Park, Côte St. Catherine and Westbury. Fabi's and Mr. Blue's Last Lap Barbecue. For more information, call 514-771-7011.
With the It Pays to Be Vaccinated contest, your COVID-19 vaccination could pay off big time. Every Friday in August, you could win $150,000 and two scholarships of $10,000. Plus, if you've had both shots September 3rd, there's a draw for 16 scholarships of $20,000 and a jackpot of $1 million. Register now for the It Pays to Be Vaccinated contest at quebec.ca/vaccination contest. The sooner you're vaccinated, the faster you can take part. A message from the gouvernement du Québec. Excuse me.
Excuse me, is that Wasi I am seeing there? Wasi, I guess he's not hearing me. You're not hearing me. Let me turn up
here.
You're hearing me? Yeah, well,
you're
hearing
me?
I can hear you, Wasi. What's up, brother?
You see what I have on my face? Black Lives Matter.
Black Lives Matter. But this
is
Canada.
That's how we start in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
That's how important the world is to us right now.
Black Lives Matter.
As I start the show, I could take it all slowly and say good evening to each and everyone out there.
Good evening to you, sir.
And nice to see you guys in 2021.
Yes.
From all the craziness and tragedies we had in 2020.
Right.
Our brothers and sisters was taken down one by one, Lord. Mm. We are here blessed today with a legend they call Father Stretch. Listen, I want a living legend and an icon in one.
Good.
We are still strong in the vibes, man. Blessed to see your father.
Yes,
from the
York
City.
Yes, glad to see you, Wasi, and knowing that you're still controlling New York City, doing the things.
Father, I'm thankful.
Yes.
For 2020, I had Chinese in me. Lilo, I was just lying low. That's the kind of thing I had inside me. I was lying low, Lilo, I had Chinese in me. Let me know. I was lying low.
Oh, God. Don't start.
I was trying to surface.
Give me a chance to concentrate.
2021, mm-hmm. It's time to get back in the market. You know, and get them the entertainment that they love, that they need to keep them going.
Right. So you lie low.
Well, I was lying low for a whole year and a half, and that Chinese was kicking off. When they called me, they couldn't find me. I was lying. So, Montreal, Toronto, the Canadian family.
Yes.
The thing is, so long I see you.
Yes.
Take a little wine for yourself. That's how the tune goes. Take a little wine for yourself.
Take a little wine for yourself. They're only singing MC out of Trinidad and Tobago and New York City.
No. Let them know for me, Stretch.
Yes.
Father.
Yes.
From countries, the Caribbean countries and the world that we have toured, they always ask me what country I'm from.
Right.
I tell them I'm from Barbados, Grenada, Jamaica, Antigua, Guyana. With a TNT accent. When you're international, you do not call yourself.
Right.
As one Caribbean.
Right.
You are originally from all parts of the Caribbean. So we are international. So
international. I hear you. Now, you know, let's talk a little bit about New York. I'm getting a funny sound there, Drew. Is that me or you?
Someone has a feedback.
Could it be me? I
don't think it's you.
Wasi? Are you listening to the
I'm hearing you.
Yeah, but
I know who's my next DJ on the one and two.
Wait, no DJs for you because you're gonna talk.
Drew. Yeah. No, my engineer there. What's his name?
Drew? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Blessings and good evening to you, sir.
Last name Lilo.
Oh, you lying low too? Oh, yes. Hey, boy, that thing saving life, you know, father. A Chinese, your boy. Hey.
You see where you start in the city, though?
I spoke to the father just a few days ago, and he was telling me we have to touch on some of the history of calypso and soca music in the world today.
Right.
And the soldiers who has left us.
Before you do, I want an explanation you gave to me, because we are finding it difficult at times to get interviews with some of these soca artists.
Okay.
And our problem is, it's a bit difficult because of their managers. There's a whole slew of managers we have to pass through. And you said something to me the other day, and I never really looked at it that way until I spoke with you. Go ahead and explain to me why the soca artists are so hard to get at to do an interview or so.
Father, just before we touch that, I have to say condolences to the families of Sprang Along, Shadow, listener man, singing Sandra, all mm-hmm. the legends that we lost in 2020. Rest in peace. We lost some icons.
Right.
And it's sad to see when I was growing up in the Caribbean,
mm-hmm.
and these originally forced to himself, all these Calypsonians, right, that sang, let me say, 45 and LPs used to run the country back then.
Right.
Vinyl, we call it vinyl for young people who don't know what I'm talking about. Vinyl used to play the music for us to entertain. A Calypsonian would have 10 to 12 to 15 tunes on an LP. And he's putting out that mm-hmm. year after year. And in that space of time, two tunes off the track or off the LP might be what we're hearing for Carnival and hearing the next 11 to 12 months in the year. And then you got to go back to the studio and make 10 to 15 more tunes. This is how the Calypsonians used to live, to eat, and eat to live back in the day. The bad part about that was, basically, when you get the traveling time, basically a promoter will come from Canada or Miami or New York City and give you a pass, a work permit, they call it,
mm-hmm.
in America, to come out here to perform your hit that you did for that year off of that LP that you had 15 tune and they only pick one or two off of it.
Right.
And the joke of the thing is, we can laugh now, but this is serious times. When you finish sing, sometime the party ain't over yet and you're looking for the promoter and somebody seen him going through the back door and jumping in the can. He gone and you ain't get paid yet. You know? I see mama clapping. You can clap hard enough because this is serious times.
Yes, sir.
And that used to go on year after year after year in the Calypso world.
Mm.
And the bad part about it, you're vexed and you're angry with the promoter. But 2 or 3 months later, you're coming back to do work for that same promoter. And you can't show the same vexed face. If you ain't double up your money, I'm sorry, but you're living. That's how the Calypsonians and them used to live. So when you see all the legends that who is leaving us now in this world, if I started to talk, I have a listener, man. We lost about 10 to 12 of the Calypsonians of the world in 2020, no father. And it's a sad time we're living in.
And who?
And when they reach that age in life now with half of them promoters who still owe them, we ain't calling no names. It's sad to see
some
of them don't even have enough money to bury that Calypsonian.
That's what I wanted to ask you, yeah.
What is the world coming to? And that's how sad it used to be. Calypsonians used to be robbed week for week, month for month, year for year. They never got their dust too. You can't tell me a Calypsonian now that is a billionaire. It ain't happening. Some of them know the country have to bury them because they ain't have them thousands in the bank that they should have had over the lifetime of singing real Calypso music from Rashorty Eyes days and Kitchener and Duke Maestro, Black Stalin. Listen, man, I have let, and I was born in the era of these artists who are talking. Mm-hmm. Listen. Now we come to the soca world now, and the young people, the Marshall Montanos, the Bungie Garlands. This is how the thing that's flipped. Mm-hmm. When I used to listen, when you see them old boys and them, we don't call them old in America. After you pass 70, you're grown and sexy. You see what I'm saying, mommy? You're grown and sexy. Lord have mercy. Yes. Half of those Calypsonians and them don't have a 100,000 in the bank from all the years of singing the legend, these real music they call it.
Right.
Down the world switch to Calypso, to soca music now. The Marshall Montanos and them jump on it very heavily, the Bungie Garlands, and they brought it to the forefront. From Rashad T.I. who invented the thing, blessings, Father, for the journey. And they took it to a level that the young artists and them is getting paid now to do what they do. You can't hate them.
No.
Because the older ones has been punished so much years at trying to find these promoters who owe them all this cash for performing. And half of the time, they roll up there. Them promoters had on roller skates back in the day. You didn't know that man was over there. Where the promoter? He gone. I know you have tears in your eye. You just got to go.
Yeah.
If I get them one of the promoter when he tells send my boy back to Barbados and he say, listen, I could get them that job there.
Yes.
Stretch, I could get them that one. Let me know enough for that stretch. I could get them that one.
Yes, please. That Mr. Eastman.
My promoter, one of my promoters in New York City, God. Rest his soul. He died this year. Big promoter.
Mm-hmm.
His name was Breeze.
Yes, Breeze. I know Breeze.
He used to throw all the big shows in New York City. Rest his soul, Father. Rest his soul. One of my promoters.
Right.
He hired the biggest comedians in the world today. They were performing in New York City. Then after we had them travel to different countries. Stretch know who I'm talking about and where. I don't want to announce it to make it sound like, oh, no. But we were traveling. We were looking good from Toronto to Canada, Canada to Miami. They were traveling.
Right, right.
So when Breeze threw the big show in New York City and the show was over, he pulled everybody in a corner and he paid them off, but certain Calypsonians couldn't get the full due.
Mm.
The comedians, Trevor Eastman, came to Breeze. He said, Breeze, I got to move. My flight is in 2 hours from now. Breeze said to him, that is not a problem. I will drop you in the airport myself. He said, well, Breeze, what about the rest of my money? He said, I don't have it right now. But here, what you're going to do? When you reach down to Barbados, you're going to call me, and I'm going to wire Western Union for you. No problem. Trevor Eastman said, that ain't no problem, Breeze. Use your honest man. I go, wait. Trevor took his flight and went to Barbados. When he reached down to Barbados, he called Breeze in New York City. Hey, Breeze. Breeze answered, who is this? They Trevor Eastman. I'm in Barbados. You're going to wire the thing Western Union for me? Who is it, Trevor? Yeah. Listen up. You're breaking up. You're breaking. And that was the end of that. Listen to me. Yeah, that. When we used to see them running out the back door, the jumping car, this time is at distance. They continue. But when you are famous in life, what goes around comes back around.
Mm-hmm.
He had to hire Trevor Eastman again and bring him back in the same hall a year later.
Right.
And Trevor Eastman don't have no cover for his mouth. He's a comedian. We'll let you know that you have money for him. He said, hey, Breeze, before I start my show, it's a year later. Let me tell all you something about Breeze. This thing on the web, you know. This joke done Lockheed already, you know.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Uh-huh. He said, Breeze, don't hide. We have to talk. And he gave the crowd the same joke again. My friend Breeze, look at my body and pointing inside the hall and little Breeze, you are talking about, you can't hide. Breeze tried to duck out. He said, don't duck out. Let the crowd know who you are. Lockheed did a show for you. And you owe me some money. You tell me as soon as I reach the Barbados, call you and me home. Senate Western Union. When I call you, waiting on the rest of my cash, you play like you didn't even know it was me. Trevor, are you? You're breaking up. Boy, the crowd went mad inside the club. I started to laugh at Mr. Breeze. He ain't going to make that mistake again, though.
No.
Because them MC don't play, though. When they get a mic in your hand, they will fix you. He said, now, Breeze, you know, you have to pay me double now. You can't get away. You have to. He had to pay him double.
Of course.
I want to tell you, when you're good at what you do, all are we just passing through, but the next year, the next month, or the next 6 months, you call me. I ain't going to forget it. That's the life. Rest in peace, Breeze. He left us this year. God alone knows we're losing our legends, yes, and our icons. And we have plenty comedy like that, which is real talk.
Mm-hmm.
And next time we go pull into that, but we're coming down to the Marshall Montanos.
Right.
What happens in the last 10 to 12 years here, as the soca thing was invented, the calypso thing was invented, and you're going to sweet soca music now. Marshall and them took it to the heights of heights. They start to get what we call in America, managers. When you call for Marshall or Bungie or Talpri from Grenada, hello? I'd like to speak to Talpri. No. This is Talpri's manager. This is Marshall Montano's manager. What do you like? I'd like to book Marshall Montano. Well, you're talking to the right person. You got to talk to me. And when you speak to me, I will let you know how to and when and where to put the deposit. After the deposit, the flight have to be first class, not second class or back class. First class. The hotel had to be a 5-star, not 3-star, 1/2-star, or 1/4-star. 5-star. Yes, and not monster, but real star. The world has changed. Yes, and the world has changed. When you see these promoters nowadays have a manager, an artist, and it gets so comic now. It's like, even the big DJs have a manager. You call for it. Let me speak to so. This is his manager. The DJs have a manager too. I tell you, the only person who must have a manager is the singing MC. But call me and get me anytime.
Oh,
but them young people not playing nowadays, Father. I can't hate them.
No, we can't hear
that. Californian has been punished a decade and a half, where there's thousands and millions of dollars out there that they have not gotten a taster. And they're dying, half of them, they are dying poor, Father. Mm-hmm. Which half of the time you don't have enough money to bury them the right way in royalty. Come on, man. It's sad.
You know.
So I'm not listening to any young people.
No. It's
look, not... right now, Stretch, we're going to do Miami. We're going to do what's left. We're going to do Virginia,
mm-hmm,
Carapace. All these artists that's on there, the Kess, the band, the Iwa Jaws, you have to go through their managers.
Mm-hmm.
And the deposit have to be right too. You can't come with a check you throw out and it bouncing like Michael Jordan. You know, and they will set it back. It have to be real. No rubber check, Father. No rubber check. Real thing. So many managers say, well, it came true.
Mm-hmm.
It went through and it gone through. Then you could talk to them. So I'm sorry, Father Stretch. It's like we would try to get them directly and it's not happening anymore. The world has changed, man. The world has changed. I look on it and I say to myself, is it for the good or the bad? But it had to be for something.
Mm.
So we had to get positive on it because it's helping the young people to put something in their pocket to live a better life.
Good. Yeah, you know? Well, I agree with them on that because, you know, I've seen the same thing with our Jamaican artists.
There you go.
A lot of them had hit songs after hit songs, dying poorly.
Right.
You know? So I understand what you're saying. But I didn't know you had such a beautiful Bajan accent.
You didn't know I had a what?
Such a beautiful Bajan accent.
Listen,
is it an accident or accent?
Flying cake, flying fish and cuckoo. It's bread and crab and callaloo. No, man. They even. So all them Bajan, and don't let me start, you know, man, because I'm going to drop 2 comedy in the Barbados part of it, and next thing here, we're in trouble. Look. Mommy waving there like she have Bajan, and she, hello. I love my Bajan country, you know. And you know he's a real comedian.
Yes.
You know, no joke. You know.
No.
I will give them it right. But God is good, man. We came to spend this half of the half an hour, basically, letting them know from Calypso to SoCal days where the world has reached now. Mm-hmm. It's good to see that the younger generation has taken a positive reaction to the entertainment part of the world, where they're making their money. You cannot hire a Marshall Montano just like that in this world now. Nobody has $75,000 or $100,000 put away now, especially in COVID time. Stop yourself.
Right. You know? Right.
All these superstars up there, they are big money players. But when they come to put on a show, they give you 150%, which is a blessing.
Right.
You know,
right.
We are in that entertainment world and we feel blessed. You know, we're thankful that we are alive to see it. And it's just keep moving on.
So what it really like with the COVID in
New York?
Yeah.
Or in the world?
In New York, where you are at the moment.
Hold on, Father, hold on. You can see what I'm talking about. Like, you're on a shadow. You see that on my face there?
Yes.
Black light. That's why I'm not up in Canada. Because of this on my face here. They have shut in air. They have shut down the borders in all these different countries because people don't want to listen.
True.
Father, we have something that is killing our families, our friends, killing the world. What you going to do? They have not found a cure for it as yet. Mm-mm. They have something they have out there that is helping you to survive. That is the magic word, to survive.
Right.
What you going to do? You think I don't like to travel? I love to listen. I'll jump on a plane and fly. Mm-hmm. The thing gets so bad down in Trinidad and Tobago right now on the different islands. Imagine hurricane and storm is hitting and you're seeing the floods. I just saw some floods on a little
map that too.
Down in the islands of Trinidad and Tobago. All the water coming down and receiving. Hurricanes going down. Two hurricanes going to Trinidad. One going in, one coming out. When he passed him, he said, "What you doing?" He said, "Boy, the country gets so bad. Mm-hmm. I get it out the teeth in wind down there. I'm not going down inside it. Teeth in wind. That's how the island gets. Lord have mercy. All you know, as a comedian, I got this party thing.
I should laugh.
That's how bad it is out there now, boy.
I should laugh.
All you make a joke.
Oh, God.
What's going to happen now in this COVID time as it's locked down? They're going to start back the kidnapping thing. Mm-hmm. All you know that at one time in the West Indian, in the island was bad like that. You know?
Mm-hmm.
They were kidnapping you, know, Father. Mm-hmm. They had kidnapped three people. White man, Chinese man, and a West Indian.
Mm-hmm.
They tell him, listen, we want $1 million from your family. As we chopping off your head. They grab the white man first. They say, Mr. White Man, what you want for your last meal before we chop off the head and send it back in a box to your family, they're not paying any money. He said, I would like some cheese with broccoli. They gave him a whole bowl of cheese with broccoli. Eat that, cha-chow. Next, go on, they ship it back to London. Chinese man, Chin. They said, Chin, what you want for your last meal before we chop that off because your family not paying any million? He said, I would like some shrimp fried rice, pork fried rice. Don't blow all you know. Let us eat that on Friday in Canada and New York City. Every Friday is a little Chinese food. Don't play.
Yes.
Chin get that whole bowl of pork fried rice. Chin head gone. They send him back home in a box. They come to the West Indian. They say, hey, West Indian, we're going to chop your head. What you want for your last meal? He scratch your head. He said, I would like 10 ripe mangoes. They say, that out of season. He said, don't worry, I could wait. You think I look into that, you know? I can wait. We don't understand. You think you can't kill a West Indian. I go wait till it ripe.
Yeah, you will wait till it ripe.
I could wait.
Yes.
You can't chop a West Indian out of season. I go wait, but hello. God is good, man.
God is good.
We're living the life now, you know, Father.
So tell me something.
When I lost sprang along, mm-hmm. that one hit me hard.
Yes.
Sprang Along was with boy. And when you want comedy, Tommy Joseph and Sprang Along is Trinidad and Tobago pride and singing Sandra.
Yes. Yes.
Die with my dignity, boy. Big artist, you know, Father.
I love singing Sandra. I love all of them artists. You mean, just call it, boy. Believe you me, you know.
When Sandra sings for you, you don't feel like you're in a spirit by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
When Shadow bring that jumbie for you, all of a sudden you're sleeping with the lights on. That's the kind of zombie shadow used to bring. Them is real artists.
Yes.
You understand?
Yes.
Legends. Originally forced to himself, Father. Come on.
But tell me something.
Talk to me, Father.
With the artists that are coming there in Virginia, whatever the place is, how they gonna accommodate them? Will they be allowed?
Well, I have been to Virginia a few years. This is their 16-year anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
Respect to Mike and his family. Basically, the hotel is so close to the outdoor park. Okay. In COVID time, they can't have a carnival on the street. There's no carnival.
Mm-hmm.
No part of the world. But you could have entertainment in a park outdoor where fresh air is being made.
Mm-hmm.
What's going to happen? Catch the Band is going to show up there. Iowa is going to show up there. Corwin Dubois and Patrice Roberts. Big hitters.
Right.
But they are going to be outdoor in a park where everybody could breathe and entertain. Hosted by yours truly.
Mm-hmm.
The only singing MC. Lord have mercy. And that's at the end of August, coming into Labor Day. So you know the street will be on fire because the following week is Labor Day. And New York City, we are not going to be on the streets this year, neither. It's sad.
No? But how come they having so much...
We are not going to be in the parkway this year. Listen, this new variant that's out there, it have no friend in them. It had no friend. It taking anybody. And if you hear a knock on your door, change your lock, you know, tell them they're not coming in here. You could change your lock. Mm. You ain't lucky with that.
Mm.
You don't know when and how. So you have to be safe in everything you're doing nowadays. So if you see me outside partying and I have on this, don't hate me.
Mm-mm.
I could sing with this. The city could burn down. this could save your life.
Yes, yes. I'm glad you're making that point.
This and the vaccine. Hello.
Yes.
Let me get real now, people.
I'm glad
when we take that injection when we were small.
Mm-hmm.
I forget what they call it.
Polio.
When you were small,
all
they
kind
gave
of thing.
Seen them in the islands when you was a baby. Mm-hmm. You didn't know what you was getting, and we're still here. So you have to do what you have to do to protect you and your family, partner.
Mm-hmm.
Look, I'm glad to see you stretch. You don't really know.
I'm glad to see you too, man. Believe you me. You know,
Henry Antoine. I heard he since he thinks that he was stuck down in Trinidad and Tobago.
He's back now.
When they locked up the borders.
He's back now. He came back yesterday, Friday. Yeah.
Huh?
He came back on Friday.
Oh, he's back. You see, God bless him.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
He had Chinese name down in Trinidad. He was lying low.
Lilo.
But Stretch, what I love coming to Canada back in the day from is when we reach by the borderline, and I cannot believe I don't see my people pulling up gas in the tank. Oh, they got a lot of Pakistani over there that sells gas.
Yes.
At a reasonable price. I saw my family down there. It was just marvelous. So you and the wife, you were taking us from point A to point B.
Yes.
And I could not believe that I met my family down there, one of my Indian brothers. I was wanting to give him some roti with a little curry. He said, Lord have mercy. He started to speak to me and tell me, so long I see you. Listen, one thing I like.
Yes.
In Canada, the Pakistanis and the Indians own the gas stations.
Oh,
and once you could speak their language, you could get a discount. Hello?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I'm always looking for a discount.
Well,
we
did.
So I met a part of my family. It was just marvelous. You know,
good.
Marvelous.
Well, what's
so,
the boy?
Your friend here is from Barbados. When I go to Gabby, John jokes, she started waving me off, you know.
No. She won't hear it, man. She what?
It's a pleasure, mommy. It's a pleasure. Hopefully, in this life, we can do some comedy in Montreal and Toronto.
For sure.
In
for
the
sure.
future. Because we have to get people back on the laughing and the joy in the heart, man. We are at this age now. We're losing a lot of comedies, man.
I'm telling you.
We need joy. We need joy.
We need that.
Right now, I'm going to take off this clothes, take a shower, because I got to go do a pan concert at 6 o'clock in New York City. The younger kids is going to have a pan jamboree right here in Brooklyn, New York, stretch.
Where? So, at the library?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
On Brooklyn Avenue.
Right.
In the youth library upstairs.
Right.
Brooklyn, New York. the corner of Brooklyn, and I don't know if that's Union or Park or what that is, but it's where the young people and them go and they're entertained. They're going to have a pan jamboree up there. I'm going to, as they say in New York City, I'm going to wash high and wash low, and time to go, change over. Intimate entertainment clothes. You know when I'm on stage, it's a different look.
I like that t-shirt.
Yeah. You were talking that you just mentioned that you're going to an event in New York. Always the events in New York, because when you see on social media, it's like it's like regular. What's the attendance rate in New York, capacity wise?
What's happening now in New York is basically the young people is throwing a lot of what they call jab parties. Where when they go in a outdoor area.
Backyard jam.
A farmer nappy special. Down in the back. Yeah. The backyard jam. They load up that and it's pure jab. It's the energy they're coming with there. I can't be in that, father. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
That is for me.
Mm.
The grown folks, the grown and sexy parties has come to a halt right now. There's nothing going on indoors. Them grown folks ain't going indoors there because there's a new variant hitting the world, hitting America alone, Canada, Miami. It's hitting them hard, father. And in the next few months here, only time will tell.
Time will tell.
So when I'm blessed to see all your face, health and strength, just pray for your family, pray for you, pray for me.
Yes, sir.
And when I see you in the near future, we go take one to go.
Yes, sir.
You know, it's different. It's different. The grown folks is not partying like we used to because of the new variant out here. We ain't partying indoor. Anything in our backyard, we'll try something, but they ain't ready to come out yet.
So you're basically saying that these backyard jams are generating enough revenue for a promoter to pay an artist such as Patrice or Robert Tyler or Marshall a full salary right now?
No. The salary they are getting now in New York City and let me say Miami and other is called the COVID price.
The COVID price.
Prices. You can't get that kind of money you used to get 2 years ago, last year or year before. It ain't happening.
Mm-hmm.
When you talk to artists now, when you talk to Iowa George or Corwin Dubois or Skinny Fabulous, you had to talk COVID price. When you go to their manager, you had to talk COVID price. They're going to start off with the big price, you know, because they don't know how you're living. But at the end of the day, COVID is what doing the thing right now. And if you can't handle COVID price, I'm sorry. They ain't wasting the time with you.
Mm.
You understand? And I'm thankful for all the promoters who stay in the game trying to hold it down. Because it ain't easy right now where your business, if you don't have a restaurant, your club had to be closed down because it's a monthly payment you're playing. Like Tropical Paradise Ballroom was shut down for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Because at the end of the day, that was not a restaurant, that was a club. And every month you still had to be paying that money to the man. You know the man who we're talking about. He don't play.
Mm-hmm.
He shows up every time. You have my money in my bank. You can't go 12 months in the year without paying that. Or 12 months, without, you're paying that, but nothing coming back in. So a lot of places were shut down. We open up now and still can't go back inside in full capacity.
Mm-hmm. So with all of these soca artists now that's leaving the islands and flopping to the United States,
right?
Do you think that they're making enough income to sustain the lifestyle that they want to live in the U.S. and the lifestyle that is and the bills they still have to pay back?
Yeah, man. Let me pick up that one. What's happening is with the COVID price they get. Father Stretch, what is the equivalent from the American money to the Jamaican money now. It used to be 30 something to one.
It's
what is it now?
41.
41 it reached to.
Yeah, that's what I
think
heard.
I think Trinidad and Tobago is still
six to one.
Now, with that said, you come up here and you make, you're accustomed making $5,000-$6,000 as a big artist. And now you're making four. You're multiplying that by 40, or you're multiplying that by 6. You could survive on the island with it once you're shipping it right.
Yeah.
No, you know? But you might, but remember, besides surviving, what you have to survive in the island, you also have to survive in the North America.
Oh, out here, basically, right now, I doesn't. You see, I don't want to put thing on air. Where could, what could harm the big artists out here? You come and you say there are a lot of artists in North America. I mean, you don't know where there is. You don't know where none of them is. Because at the end of the day, when you leave from over there and you come over here, if your permit run out, what will be the story? At the end of the day,
yeah,
what
yeah.
they have to do to survive, because the border lines in these countries is shut down and there's nothing going on over there. So anything you get over here is a plus. That's why I say COVID price is COVID price. And COVID price could work for the promoters out here, because they still can't pull a hall to the capacity to make that money. That's the sadness we're living in too. The government don't want you to come over here and say a place could hold 2,000 people, put 2,000 people. You had to put 1,000 and make all you could make. Mm-hmm. If you had to raise the price by the door. But they're not going to allow you to go overcome because COVID is out here. And that new variant, one person could come in there and infect 10 of them. So it's scary like that. So they're not taking that chance. Well, the young people and them, after a time,
anyway, was see.
Government investigating that stretch. It's sad. It's sad.
It's
still surviving. The artists and them are popping. Every time you look, they are somewhere.
All right. And that's good.
In the world. So they're eating. They're eating. I'm thankful good. For that.
You have a thing at 6 o'clock to go to?
Yeah, Father. So I'm going now to take a neck shower and wash high, wash low, transition to my
wash high, wash low.
And get out there.
All right, my brother. You know,
I have like 7 panels to host a thing with you in Brooklyn, New York.
All right.
So you know it's all good for me.
Good.
And they say we're white.
We're white.
I don't to remember the times of the Calypsonians and the Panmen who was left this world in 2020.
Good.
And you know, I have a few virgins left in Brooklyn. So when you wear white, hello. look, mommy, pop your finger again. Yeah, there's a few virgins left.
What's well, yeah, well,
stay blessed, man. Stay blessed. Grown and sexy, they call me.
Grown and sexy. My brother, it's so nice to hear you and see you and everything.
Father, look, it's always a pleasure, man. I listen. Next time we come on live, we will go into a comedy era.
You know,
nice to wake up and have the people smiling, man.
That's exactly what I was going to tell you. The next time in the winter, I want you to come on for a good hour.
Listen. As they say, an hour might be enough, because when we start, you know, they can't stop.
Well, it could be two.
You might have to sing two things. I might have to bust 20 comedy. Then sing two things. You know, you sing an MC. Then, you know, we have to make it a callaloo.
Yes,
mix
sir.
Up the thing. Mix and you know, the crowd does be jumping. Yeah. Hello. So, blessing to you. You know what, Simon, just passing through.
All right,
you and
my
the
brother.
Family, be safe.
Yes, sir.
And if you can't be safe, be careful.
Yes. What's it? Right. The singing Calypsonian. That singing MC.
Now you could call me anything, Stretch, but don't call me late for dinner. You're going to be all right.
All right, my brethren.
Singing MC, just passing through.
Just passing through.
You and you.
Yes, my brother. So take care.
Enough love. Respect.
Rocking the airwaves of CKUT 90.3 FM. It's DJ Nicholas. DJ Nicholas. In the mix.
That wasn't easy enough. Oh, God. My boy could talk from now till tomorrow evening, you know, if he never forgot. Love Wasi, man. Great entertainer. Eh? Let me get down this. We have to figure out a way to do this thing, you know. Yes, Joel, how you do, darling? You good? She not on, right?
Okay, I'm here.
All right. Did you enjoy your boy?
Of course. I was going to tell him something, but I didn't get to tell him.
Oh, you should have told me earlier on, man. We'd have get you on with him for sure. You know, because Wasi mouth never stops.
Oh, my goodness. Wasi funny, man. I miss him.
Yeah, we're going to try something.
Yeah.
We're going to try something with the comedy thing, even if we have to do it. What them call it, Joe? Virtual? Yeah, we're going to try to do something virtual. And, you know, charge a small thing so we can get them our money and thing. But because like him said, this time of the year, this time of the season, you know. And I love how he presents himself. Boy, he ain't going nowhere without his mask. He ain't doing this. He ain't doing that. I say, wow, that's a man off of my own order. You know? Because the thing is, you don't know who have it out there, you know. Trust me.
He stays the same. There's no change about him. He stays the same. Wasi is Wasi.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Yeah, he stays the same. There's no pretending with him.
Never. Never was, and he's still the same Wasi.
Never.
All right. Let me play some soca music for kind of get the people a thing. So we're not playing that the whole day, you know. So. You wanted to... Okay.
Hillary. Yes.
All right. Ah. Is she related to Garfield? Is she related to Garfield?
Who knows? It could be cousins.
Ah, boy. I know all of the Bajans related, you know. All right, my dears. Sell away. I hear you. There we go.
Okay,
all right. What's her name again?
Kayla Allen.
And we'll be talking with her and showcasing the young youths of Montreal. Doing their thing, and that's nice. So tell a friend, call a friend. Tell them that we're Zooming, everybody, to let you see them and talk with them. All right.
I got to say happy birthday to my daughter. Today's her birthday.
Oh, wait. Joel, you know somebody's a grandfather, and it's at me. You can't turn up Jewel Mike, eh? Jewel.
Who's a grandfather, Drew?
I didn't call no name.
Oh, gosh, I'm going to drink some water.
Let me drink some coffee here, boy. Mm-mm.
But I didn't even know that he could make in order to make grandchildren.
Oh, God.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
You have to make first, and then you get the grandchildren. I didn't even know you could make. Boy,
I see this thing post up on Facebook. What's that again? Whatever. It's good to... What did it say again, Drew?
I think it said it's moments like these.
It's moments like these. So I thinking, well, when him put that up is because the two are working together.
Exactly.
It's moments like these. Behold, the detective questioned him without him knowing. You know, my daughter has a son.
Uh-oh.
And I'm a grandfather.
Trying to get like you, Stretch.
Why not? You know what I mean? But I tell him that grandson gonna rule his life and control him.
I have
two of them, a 3 and a 5, and he's 6-year-old now. They run my life, you know what I mean? And
they take over.
If I don't see them, I don't feel like my day is finished or night or week. So,
I
Drew,
you're
in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Good trouble. Great trouble. You will enjoy that kid so much. Mm-mm.
Good trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So you're looking forward to that, Drew? Where you hiding from? Come in the camera so we can see your face.
He's
trying to shrink as much
he's
as possible.
He's running.
You make
so
me
when
see,
I see you now. I have to go.
Alam.
I gotta treat you like, I gotta treat you like a China man now.
I don't even
know. You know what? I'm gonna say, I was saying this before, but I gotta say maximum respect, enough love to everybody that listens to the program. I gotta say hi to Mr. Shaw. I saw him this week and he said that he really loved the interview with Smurf at last week. You know what I mean? I gotta say, Uncle Freddie, Ansel, you know what I mean? So many people that I meet weekly and they really appreciate what we are doing.
Good. I get the same thing too from people. I was in a hardware store 2 weeks ago and I had on my mask. This man and woman passed me and she turned back and she said, "You're Stretch. I saw you on your Zoom." I said, "Whoa, look at that." So, you know, I'm glad people are enjoying it.
I want to get something in here. We lost an avid listener to your program.
Is that right?
She listens every Saturday. She used to listen every Saturday to your program. And she would always say, "Joel, I hear you on the program. I hear you on the program." And she'd be laughing and she loved the program. She lives in the West Island too, Stretch. Her name is Linda Ford.
Linda Ford.
Yeah, she was my friend for 47 years. We grew up actually here in Montreal. And she passed away this week. So I want to send my condolences to my godson, which is her son.
Oh, boy.
And the rest of the family and all her friends and whatnot. And
well, you know, listen.
I'm really going to miss her.
If you have anything that you need for me to read, you know, this is what CKUT does. We provide for the community. Mm-hmm. And don't be shy, all right?
Okay, thanks.
All right, my dear. So we got to go. We got to go. It's what time is it now? It's, the DJ Nicholas is going to kill me, but play a few minutes and
done. What's time to eat?
Rocking the airwaves of CKUT 90.3 FM.
What a day. DJ Love this day. DJ Love this day. Taking us up to 6 o'clock. DJ Nicholas into the mix.
in the party. Next is your man saying he wants to kill me. I'm calling my phone, you know what I tell him?
No vex with me. Why? Vex with your girl. She bend over. She give me all. Why is my name? You want to call. She said that you's a big stone, a stinking piece of wall. Hey boy, hey boy. You don't know that you's a macho man. You don't realize you're macho bad. Somebody tell him. I give him she man she never had. She said I doing what you don't do. And I f*** better than you. Wine, baby. I don't care about no man.
Bad. bitch inside the session. I jump already. I see a sexy girl. I want to walk already. I drink a bowl. Get buckle of rum already. I don't take a selfie. Instagram already.
I gotta have a drink. Wrapping up the soca, 15 minutes this weekend. You know how it is, but we're going to have a charming young lady next week, Saturday, on the Reggae Hour. So we'll be blasting the soca. You know, when my DJ get, I think he can't dance, you know. You know something, me not understand it. My DJ dance out of time. Me know that. When me watch my DJ play the music, him a dance out of time. What kind of thing is that? I'm only kidding. He's going to cuss me. But I'm used to it by now. Love all the youth them who hangs around with the old guy. Because you make me feel alive. Once again, a pleasant good afternoon to you, Montreal. And you over there in Washington, D.C. Welcome to CKUT and Sunshine Radio. We're here with you all the way up until 7 o'clock, all right? Enjoying the life on the Zoom. The Zoom was something today, boy. I laughed till I was weak. WFFR, Sunshine Radio, Washington, D.C. Good afternoon to you, listeners. Coming to you from the north. And when the snow starts, we'll talk to you more. In the mixers, DJ Nicola, standing tall in the hearts of mixers and lovers and others. DJ Nicola mixes anything and mixes it well and nice. Suits all the race, all ages. All right? Nicola is not them kind of DJ where blend a record into a record. Speed it up, slow it down. He mixes for the people. He dance to the music of soca, reggae, funk. A little thing now and again. Yeah. CKUT 90.3 FM. Don't be afraid to listen.
With the It Pays to Be Vaccinated contest, your COVID-19 vaccination could pay off big time. Every Friday in August, you could win $150,000 and two scholarships of $10,000. Plus, if you've had both shots September 3rd, there's a draw for 16 scholarships of $20,000 and a jackpot of $1 million. Register now for the It Pays to Be Vaccinated contest at quebec.ca/vaccination contest. The sooner you're vaccinated, the faster you can take part. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec. Vaccination against COVID-19 is ongoing throughout Quebec. The combined effect of two doses ensures better efficacy of the vaccine, reducing the risk of getting and transmitting the virus. You'll also stay protected for a longer period of time. Coming to your appointment for the second dose of the vaccine is a must, whatever else is on your schedule. The second dose of vaccine is essential. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
The Association des Services de Réhabilitation Sociale du Québec is filing a class action suit. If you were strip searched between July 13, 2006 and July 1, 2011, if you were in one of the following facilities, Bordeaux, Rivière-des-Prairies, Roberval, Saint-Jérôme, or the male sector of Quebec City, you may be able to be part of this claim. For complete details, go to asrsq.ca/class action. That's asrsq.ca/class action. Claims must be filed before January 16th, 2022. The Association des Services de
Vaccination against COVID-19 is ongoing throughout Quebec. The combined effect of two doses ensures better efficacy of the vaccine, reducing the risk of getting and transmitting the virus. You'll also stay protected for a longer period of time. Coming to your appointment for the second dose of the vaccine is a must, whatever else is on your schedule. The second dose of vaccine is essential. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
A message from the Gouverneur, I'm no good at French. I love French. It's a beautiful language. Whenever I'm talking with my daughter, sometimes when she want to mess me up, she gets into this totally refined Francais. Somehow I was at work very good at parler français. Donnez-moi le matos, s'il vous plaît. And that's all stretch. No, but I love French, especially when it's spoken in the real way. My daughter and her husband, I love to listen to them talk. They were born here, you know, so they show off and the old guy sometimes. But all that is good. You know, there's so many people, as Wasi was saying, that are leaving us. It's not easy.